everybody, and welcome to the Game Hell Podcast. I am Aztec.
And I'm Drew.
Certainly is.
I realised in the last podcast we didn't actually, I didn't actually say
he did
certainly is, no, because I just thought we got fuck all to talk about is what I said.
Yeah. We have more pressing issues than
What to talk about in the podcast. Yeah, but there we go.
We've got talking points.
Today, Drew's got talking points. Yeah, I've noted down. Some things we don't have to talk about on here, but some things
we'll get
we do.
It's fine.
So for those people who don't know what the podcast is, it's a pop culture podcast kind of thing. We just talk about nerdy stuff. So we talk about D&D, Warhammer, video games, board games in general, TV shows, movies, anything like that, really. We've got like a few things to go over. Finally, we have a bit of an agenda. Agenda, the right word, I think. We've got an agenda. You got an agenda to go through, on today's agenda. I've got a list.
An itinerary.
That's probably a better word for it.
I don't know if it's particularly relevant.
But anyway, How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, man. All good. Yeah. Fresh haircut this morning, 7:30 in the morning.
I remember. You're saying 7:30.
I'm such a morning person.
Absolutely. I'm not going to lie. I think me and Sadia didn't actually believe you were going to get up for your haircut.
I did.
I can see that. Yeah.
Went to see my favourite barber. And then
favourite barber.
Yeah.
Everyone has a preference, don't they?
He's really good, yeah. He's the only person who cuts my hair right now. Like, I'm just going to him all the time.
Yeah.
And he's worth it. He's such a good lad.
L'Oreal.
Exactly.
He's worth it.
Yeah. He trimmed me tash as well the day.
Oh really? Cool. Did he do any of the side bits or?
Not particularly, not like my beard, just like the because I usually shave this down, to be honest, but I need to charge up my
Fair.
Yeah. So not a heavy Dr. Robotnik vibes today.
No. But that was good, though. That was good for Halloween. So I don't think we specifically said what we got dressed up as for Halloween.
No, we hinted to it because we did the Halloween episode last time.
And I was adamant that that podcast was going to come up before the Halloween thing.
And I told you it fucking wouldn't.
It didn't. Yeah. So you did Dr. Robotnik from the Hedgehog first movie.
Just like this.
Yeah, from the first movie, which was good. And probably people watching right now, if you're watching, you'd be like, I can see that resemblance.
I realised before I went that I actually had the exact same haircut as...
Right.
Pretty much as what he had in that movie. I was looking at reference pictures to see if I got it right, and I was like, you know, we have the same haircut.
Yeah.
And Caroline was like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah,
it's like when I was a bit slimmer and a bit more muscular, and I once went to Halloween event dressed up as Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy, and people were like, you look so much fucking like him. Look more like the Parks and Rec Chris Pratt now, if anybody who knows that reference. Slightly getting a bit broader.
Still Chris Pratt, though, isn't it?
It's still Chris Pratt. That's right.
Will everybody tell him how much he's not fat?
But do though, because, you know, unless you guys actually ridicule me for, like, the fact that I'm putting on weight, I won't actually get motivated to lose it, so... Yeah, do.
Honestly, it's like I'm on a second girlfriend.
And I also got dressed up as Bob Ross. I did Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Which I know people are like, Bob Ross, that sounds really lazy. But no, I thought it was good shit. The hair wasn't perfect.
It was good enough.
That's the best we could find.
It was good enough. It was instant recognition.
Yes. You can instantly recognize who I was. Yeah. I had a paint palette. I had a brush. I had a little scraper tool and stuff like that. You know, I specifically tried to make my facial hair look like his as well, put a bit like grin, you know.
Didn't last very long, that, but
I think it did. But I think the problem was I think it did actually wipe out.
You reckon?
I'm pretty sure before I went to bed, I looked and I was just like, because it was like talcum powder, like that. Basically, you put hairspray on, so you basically spray hairspray on your facial hair, and you put talcum powder on, and it basically makes it like a bit. But obviously, over time, it's gonna like. It's going to disintegrate, isn't it? So I think that's what happened.
But
it didn't really matter because towards the end, everyone was starting to dress down from their outfits anyway. And got pajamas
and chilled out.
It was a good night. Yeah, it was a good night. Really enjoyed it. Also, one thing is I want to mention, by the way, we talked last time about having a Patreon.
Yes.
We've got one now. There's only one tier, so if you guys want to help support the channel, help support the podcast, help support us make any other content, like, we're going to be doing, like, board game nights, we're going to be doing We're going to be doing like D&D campaigns. We're going to be doing Warhammer Battlehouse, things like that.
Maybe some Let's Plays, something like that.
As we said in the last podcast, we're probably going to put money into ourselves. But if you guys want to help offset the cost and help support us, there is the Patreon right now with one tier, which is called Podcast Enjoyers. So whether you watch the podcast or whether you watch, you're going to be watching other content. If you want to help support us, that's the way to do it. There will be more tiers getting added in the future when we start actually doing more content.
Things to actually give higher tiers.
Exactly, exactly. And I've already got some ideas of things we can do, but but until we're actually really devoted to making that other content, I don't really want to
Right now, we're podcast.
The first tier is...
stuff are coming.
Yeah, exactly. The first tier is perfectly
sooner
fine.
Sooner than you think, perhaps.
Exactly, exactly.
Sooner than anything.
And another thing I will mention is, not right now on the Discord server, but if you join the Discord server, you have to be a Patreon to get access to all of it. But there is going to be a wish list on there. I haven't told Aztec about this, but I'm setting up a wish list through Thrawn. If you guys know Thrawn, it's normally what content creators use for people to be able to buy things and send them to them. So what did you say?
Bring me the horizon, son.
Bring the horizon. So if you guys want to go on there, there's going to be a link to a wish list. So if you guys think, oh, well, I would like to see them play this board game on a video, or I would like to help them in funding the D&D campaigns, things like that. You can buy all kinds of things to help us. So if you guys decide you don't want to support through Patreon, you can obviously kind of get things for us to use.
A chance to be more specific. Where your money's going, or
and also
why exactly it's going towards or something like that.
That's 100% that's the best thing about it, because you can. I'll always say that whatever money we get from the Patreon's going to go in a pot, and it's already going to go towards content. It's not going to be personal bills.
Yeah,
so it's always going to be going towards content.
We're
going to
make off it.
Find a Guinness or which we're not going to do
exactly.
It's a good way of throwing where people can. Kind of go, all right, well, I specifically want to get them this, you know? And another thing, if you can't, or well, not can't, but if you don't want to, because obviously giving us any support like that is completely optional. So you can always just, you know, like the podcast, give it a review, you know, share it with your friends. That's fantastic support if you want to do
it's
that.
It's probably the best support we could have right now.
Exactly. I think that's exactly. That's
getting that exposure and getting people, getting us out into the world.
Yeah. So I'll mark that off my list. So we've talked about Patreon. What I will do is actually thank Patreon members, because I said that in the Patreon I will...
Do we have some?
We've got one so far. I know there's another on the way, but there was a bit of a problem with their payment going through.
Right, okay.
So we've got Wolfie Steve, who's our... technically our... Because this is a revamped Patreon from what I was trying to set up before for me.
Right, yeah.
So we technically had a... Patreon before, but I refunded it. So this is our first official patron, which is Wolfie Steve. So thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, thank you so much for the support. Very nice. Sorry for killing you in the game we played the other week. Or was it me? Or was Sadia?
You're talking about Dungeon Mayhem.
Was it Dungeon?
Was it Dungeon Mayhem?
I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is on my to talk list.
Gross.
So that's a great segue. So
I don't know what's on his list, so...
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. He doesn't.
Yeah. So how good I am at this job.
So we've recently been kind of like playing a lot of board games, like Sardi and I, we've been playing some stuff. Ticket to Ride. Let's touch on that.
I'm sick of it already. I haven't said it every day.
So my wife loves Ticket to Ride. So we've been playing loads of Ticket to Ride. And I would say that we haven't played
Carolina
it for about
wants me to buy
bit.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it
is a good game.
It is a good game.
It's a good one to add, sure.
Mm-hmm. It is a good game. But we've been playing it a lot. We haven't played it for about a week or so now, which is kind of good for me. Yeah. Because we were playing it like at least, I think every other day we were playing it a few times.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I would average we were playing it like once a day.
Yeah. And now I don't want to play it with him because he's played it like 20 times.
Well, I actually nearly suggested, I think we had a lot to do, me and Sardia, but I nearly suggested today when we were having breakfast, I was like, do you want to play a game of Ticket to Ride? But... we had other things that we had to get on with, so...
Ah, fair enough.
And I was still trying
to have something that you can just fall back on and have it spend a bit of time on. That's not in front of a screen or something,
Exactly. And I think that's the great thing. In the kitchen, we've actually got the board games. Mm-hmm. So, like, if we want to just kind of get out of the living room with a TV or want to get out of our offices, we can just, you know, while we're having food, we can just, okay, do you want to set up a board game? We'll play a board game.
Yeah, that's great.
But yeah, Dungeon Mayhem, which is a D&D card, like a kind of like a... It's not a deck building game.
It's like
game.
A deck battle game.
Yeah, it's like a deck. It's like a card battle game.
Card battle.
It's not a trading card game. You don't collect cards. Nah, you buy.
You've got decks and you pick a deck and you use it.
And each deck's a different character.
of different play style,
different play style, exactly, things like that. So the first one that you buy has a barbarian, it has a rogue, mm-hmm. it has a wizard, I think.
I think it's a wizard,
and it has a paladin.
Yeah.
I think those are the four ones that you get. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun, really mm-hmm. addictive.
Simple.
Really
so simple.
So simple
and
so
intuitive.
Simple to learn,
it's like, and it's quick as well. It's not going to take the piss like some games do.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're not going to be there for like 20 hours.
Never mind. I was going to say something, but never mind. I was going to say, I haven't, but you better not say it, but I haven't gotten the, what do you call it, out of the drawer. The spicy bamboozled.
Yeah.
Spicy bamboozled.
This is the thing. If I can't speak.
Yeah.
Then how are we going to do a podcast?
Yeah, but I think that's part of the fun of it, though. Yeah. What we might do is we might say, we'll do it at the end. Aye. You know what I mean? So, like, aye. we'll rank, aye. We'll stock up, you know, if you do
aye,
it.
I would do that, then I.
Yeah, we'll do that. Aye, we'll do it at the end.
I was going to say, if you'd not mentioned it, I wouldn't have been thinking about it.
But now you're thinking about saying
it. I'm not thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but like, the word. You know?
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, back to Dungeon Mayhem.
Back to Dungeon Mayhem.
And we've also been playing with the community as well. By the way, that's another fantastic mm-hmm. perk, by the way, if you yep. are a patron.
Patreon.
If you join the Patreon, is you get access to the Discord server, and we are fairly regularly having kind of like board game nights on Tabletop Simulator.
Yeah.
Although we're playing other games as well.
A little bit more than me, just because of my work commitments.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. So if you guys want to get involved and play some board games like Dungeon Mayhem and other things, you know, you could always...
Everything's on Tabletop.
Exactly. So, want to make sure that we're having fun with the community as much as possible as well.
I do try and get on there as much as possible. And I think I've got better recently.
Oh, yeah, I think so. And so Daring Dungeoneer as well. So that's the first one, is obviously you get those four characters. And the expansion pack is called something about Baldur's Gate. It's a Baldur's Gate expansion pack. So you get Minsk and Boo, and you get Jahira, which are really interesting ways those cards are played. I think Minsk and Boo is a lot like playing the other main characters, but Jahira is very different, because Jahira, when you play her card deck, she changes form, and depending on what form she's in, it's like a bear form or a wolf mm-hmm. form, and mm-hmm. depending on what form she's in, when you play a certain card to have a symbol on it, depends on what effect it has, which is a really interesting way to do it.
That's do you play it last time, I think?
I think so,
you did play that once.
I think so. And
she's a druid, right? So it's...
Yeah, she's a druid, so that's right.
It's the animal form,
And he's a... I don't even know what class he is. Minsk. I don't know. People out there screaming right now going, is it this, is it that?
I didn't get past Act 1 because Starfield came up.
Yeah, I need to get back to Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah,
but anyway.
And
then there's the final expansion for Dungeon Mayhem, which is the Monster Madness. Monster Madness is called.
Monster.
And that has like...
Madness!
I think that has like... maybe 5 or 6 characters in that expansion, and it's really cool because that actually comes with a box where you have dividers that go in it, like sit inside it, like organizers that sit inside it.
That's useful.
And then it's got enough space for the old expansions as well. So like, not only do you get slots in the box for the ones that come with it, but you also have the space for the older things to go in it.
Firefly would do well.
Yeah, Firefly would be good if it did that, wouldn't it?
I could 3D print one. I do actually have a 3D print file ready, but I know it's going to take like a week to print it.
That's Dungeon Mayhem. And it's a lot of fun, and I really wish I had an affiliate link, because I have been talking, recommending, and playing that with people. Like, we played it with Andrew and Rebecca as well, and they really enjoyed it. Played it with Rob, and Rob said he was going to buy it. Played it with Fruit. Fruit said he was going to buy it, and he did. I feel like
Fruit posted the whole picture of everything, didn't he?
Yeah. And I just feel like I keep recommending it. People, we keep playing it, and everyone's buying it. I really wish that I had an affiliate link, just because I'm selling that product so hard.
Yeah, selling it pretty hard.
But honestly, it is fun.
Yeah,
it is
100%. Fun. Yeah.
Really enjoy it. Yeah. And it's, like you say, it's just so easy. It's so easy to play. Mm-hmm. And that's the best part.
You learn it in like 5 minutes.
The first game, you know what you're doing.
Then you're playing like right out.
So we've got another board game that we're going to maybe if we've got time, we're going to play it later. I don't know if we will, but it's Star Wars Rivals.
Yeah, we're going to do it He's going to stop being a little bitch, because I brought it.
What?
So
what do you mean stop being a little bitch?
He was fucking around with computers.
Honestly, every single time I go to set this podcast up, it just takes way longer than what I expect. And I think,
well, you delayed it an hour anyway, so...
I delayed it an hour anyway.
You knew what time we were starting all along.
I knew what time I was starting, but it's getting ready to get going. Like, because what I've been doing in the studio is I mean, as you, if you're watching it right now, if you're not watching it, I'll explain. But there used to be a set of shelves that was on the left side of Aztec, on the right side of the camera. Is it?
I don't know. Over here, look.
Over there, where?
There, if you're watching, you can see. If you're listening, yeah, it doesn't matter because you've never seen it anyway.
Yeah, on the right side of the screen.
So don't worry about it.
And
skip forward 30 seconds.
It made the room very cramped, especially when we're doing the podcast. Yeah. So I decided that
especially for me, I was like, I was like, this maybe, no, it's not quite that bad, but you know, it felt like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm quite.
Yeah.
Out. Out?
Yeah, out. You're quite. I don't know.
Free.
We'll say free. So what I did was I have a built-in cupboard in the room and it's got like a set of drawers in there that I store stuff in. But there was a kind of a big space where you could fit a set of shelves in. So we went and bought a set of shelves, which was like shorter because the shelves that we had wouldn't fit in there that we had because it was a massive giant unit. So basically I've moved everything in there. What are you laughing at?
At the beginning of that whole story, all you wanted to say is, I moved the bookshelves, so Aztec's got more space.
Exactly.
And you know what you did?
What'd I do?
Now you're describing the inside of your cupboard to podcaster people.
Yeah, I'm explaining that I moved a set of shelves in there and everything that was on that shelf moved in there.
Nobody cares. Bookshelf's gone. It's in the cupboard.
I care. All right. I care. I want to be specific. I want to give you all the little details.
You know what it is? My eyes started to glaze over. Like when you, I was like that, and I'm sure you'll see it on camera when I kind of go, and then I shake myself out and I'm like, if I'm doing it, somebody else.
I'm overly descriptive and you've got ADHD. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So anyway, I moved everything. We haven't got that. It's given us more space.
It's gone.
But at the same time, it meant that my studio was a mess, nothing was set up ready, and I was meant to get the podcast ready for you coming over, but just record.
But
and that ended up being a nightmare. The other thing as well is I normally use a different PC to record, and I'm using my main PC now to record the podcast, so I had to set all that up, and it was just a big, massive headache. And as always, Connor comes over, I keep calling you Connor.
That's fine.
Aztec comes over to record a podcast, and I spent about an hour and a half to 2 hours setting it all up before we get started. Yeah.
I had about an hour on TikTok before I started this.
Yeah.
All memed up, buddy.
Yeah. Speaking of technology and computers and things, I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you guys a story of something that happened to me the other day.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys know anything who are watching about Opera GX and what's been happening with Opera GX.
Ah, okay.
But let me set the scene for you with my overly descriptiveness. Pay attention.
Yeah. Actually, could you tell actually?
You started zoning out immediately. So anyway, I'm going to tell it to you. I'm going to talk to you directly. Yeah, okay. So keep eye contact on me, okay?
No, eye contact's difficult for me.
Okay, well, do your best.
I'll do my best.
So anyway, so I come upstairs, I turn the PC on, and it go to the toilet. So I thought, I'll turn the PC on, turn the monitors on, I'll go, while it's all loading up, I'll go on to go on the toilet. Stand there, unbuckle trousers, unbutton, drop trowel,
yeah.
Sit down, just as my butt touches the toilet seat,
yeah.
I hear from somewhere else in the house, and I don't literally shit myself, but I get a fright, and I'm like freaking out. I'm just like, it definitely sounds like, I can tell when something sounds like it's from outside. It's definitely from inside the house. And I was kind of like, right, so I don't pee. I pull my trousers back up, but they're already halfway up my butt. So like, and I'm holding, like, obviously they're not buttoned up, so I'm holding them.
Yeah.
Holding them. And I'm walking from room to room, like looking in, and then I'll go to the top of the stairs, like, hello? And I'm like walking down the stairs, still holding my jeans up. Don't know what it is. Come in. Don't even go back to the toilet. Come in the PC. Go on Discord. Start telling people something weird's happening. I've just heard a voice come from inside. And I'm thinking it's got to be something. Like something on my PC must have opened. But obviously I'm freaked out. I'm just like a voice came from inside the house.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying to see what it was. I just decide I'm gonna, it might be something in my browser, but I don't know. So what I'll do is I'll close it and reopen it and see what happens. So I close the browser. At this point, obviously speculating what it might be on Discord. Reopen it, and Eric Andre pops up on screen going, Opera GX! But because my PC is connected by Bluetooth to the Alexa, so the audio doesn't come through my headset, it comes out the speaker.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm on the toilet, and Eric Andre is in the other room shouting Opera GX. So I made it. So then I'm decided, right, I know what it is now. I'm going to go.
Caught you with your trousers down.
I'm going to waddle back over to the toilet. I'm going to go to the toilet. So obviously then I'm on the internet and searching Twitter and going, if anyone's talking about what's going on with Opera GX. And there's just like tons of people. I mean, it could be just empty promises. It could be like all talk. But it seems to be on Reddit and on Twitter, there's just tons of people basically saying, fuck Opera GX, and they're moving to something else.
Why?
Well, because there's probably a couple of things. First thing, it's obnoxious and intrusive that you open a web browser and have someone screaming the name of the web browser. Like, you don't want to do that. You don't want to open Chrome, open Firefox, and have every single time you open it.
Chrome!
Apparently it was only for one day, but the problem that you've got then is you've already broken the trust, and now you think they're going to just do it whenever they fancy.
Yeah.
And when you try to bring it up when people are trying to genuinely bring it up as a complaint on like Twitter, and you've got the actual social media managers responding going, chill out, bro, it's only for one day. And it's like, that's not the point. The point is people don't want to be obnoxiously screamed at when they're uploading the web browser, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, I get it. I'm still using it right now, mainly because...
Why didn't they get, like, an opera singer to do it?
Yeah, that would make sense, right?
Because
it was some sort of campaign thing they were
doing.
That's
what I'm saying, that makes sense.
I think they've just released, like, themes or something, and there's, like, a theme. I don't know what it is exactly that's going on with why they did it with Eric Andre, but, like, yeah, there's tons of people that's going, fuck this browser. I mean, there's already loads of people who didn't like it anyway, but obviously you were asking me why I used it earlier, and I said because when I was streaming, you could manage how much of your resources the web browser used while you were streaming, so it was easy for me to like just turn down the RAM usage and stuff like that. But whereas if you use Chrome, it just eats your RAM and processor
and
stuff like that.
So, Firefox,
I need
the RAM.
I'm probably gonna switch to Firefox.
Is Opera Linux?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know that much about it.
Linux programs usually pretty.
I just know people who were probably hanging on, still using it, have decided to jump ship and go to another browser. And I think just the reaction of the company as well to when people have like problems with it is just kind of like just chill out and say, "Well, you've broken everyone's trust now." Like, I don't want to ever open up my browser again and have it screaming at me. And especially this is, and there's other people kind of saying, you know, like people with heart problems, it's like a jump scare and stuff like that. And I get that. But I would say that the fact that it freaked me out and for like 5 to 10 minutes took me out of doing what I was doing, which was trying to use the bathroom, was not ideal. It's not enough to go, screw this. But I think just...
I love how you thought there might be some sort of like man or demon or something in your house. And you don't even do your trousers up properly. You don't take the extra second to just do the button.
So you don't
literally get caught with your pants down. What if it was a burglar downstairs? Or some drunk guy who just broke into your front door and goes, and you're walking down the stairs with your trousers in your hands.
Well, you probably have to deal with me running around with my wagger swinging.
Well, that's it. You'd probably just deck it before you fucking trip away, running away, your trousers.
My trousers wouldn't go all the way down my legs. Like, they'd probably just...
How do you know? You hold on to them?
Yeah, I'll just hold on to them, you know, but they're still, you know... They're a little loose, but they're not, like, dropping... You know, they're not that tight, the jeans. Mm-hmm. But they're not that loose either. They weren't dropping down, you know?
Just right.
But they were just right.
Goldilocks jeans.
They were just perfectly right. So that's what's going with Opera GX. I can tick that off my list of things we've talked about.
You know, I don't think we should announce every time we're ticking.
I know. But I'm setting a precedent here. So
like we have a kind of structure going on here today.
Yeah.
Even though we do have... The tangents are real.
The tangents, yeah. Exactly. This is what I always wanted. Talking points, but would always end up...
Natural.
Waffling on.
Unnatural.
Yeah. It's kind of a start talking about this and just see where it goes.
Kind of thing. Yeah. I feel like if you announce the end, like I'm gonna chuck that off the list.
I'm already doing it for this one. No,
I'm already
doing it
now
for this.
Now we have to move on to the next point.
I wanna keep the flow going. But still, like I'm already doing it for this. I won't do it for future ones. Because the only reason why I'm doing it this way is because I actually was going to have just like a sheet that I could put down.
A paper.
But I don't. So I'm having to hold my... People probably wonder why... If they're watching... Obviously, people listening is not going to know. But anyone watching is going to be like, why is he constantly having a phone in his hand? And it's because I've got my list. Speaking of watching as well, another segue, something that I haven't got on my list to talk about. But I just wanted to point out that we've actually now got the podcast on being hosted on Spotify.
Yes.
Which means not only can you listen to the podcast on Spotify, you can also watch it on Spotify.
Your oogly googlies.
Which is interesting. And it's kind of making me reconsider whether I want to put the whole podcast on YouTube or whether I just want to put snippets and have the video be Spotify exclusive.
What do y'all think?
What do you all think?
What do you all think? That sounds like a bigger question.
Yeah.
A more operational question, not for.
Because I know it's what some other podcasters do. They've got like a YouTube channel for their podcast, but they only put like clips of the podcast on. And then they've actually got
I like it being on YouTube, I think.
I just feel like we get more people listening on podcast services than we do people watching it on YouTube. But I guess it's just one of those things where if we don't have time to do any of the content, at least there's something.
Tell us what you think. Give us some feedback, guys. Yeah, absolutely. That's what we need. We need the analytics.
Absolutely.
So we can make good choices.
We were going to talk about something that I'm just going to mention it, but we're not going to go too far. For you guys know, I don't know if you guys know about Casetify, which is kind of like, I think they do PC cases and phone cases.
Laptops, that kind of thing.
Basically been caught red-handed with stealing people's designs and selling them.
Yeah.
So shame on them.
Yeah, I mean, stealing art's a big thing.
Because how it was found out they were definitely stealing stuff.
Yeah, the Easter eggs.
The Easter eggs. So basically, he had like the phone case where you could see the inside components of the phone.
X-ray type.
And he would put certain Easter eggs in there for his community and phrases that only he would use. And basically, they would change it a little bit, but there were still loads of Easter eggs. So you can tell that he'd just basically taken someone else's artwork because they had...
And they flicked it as well, flicked it.
Yeah. Shame on them, man.
Come on.
If you're going to steal someone's stuff, just be smart.
Do it right.
Do it right.
It's such a
weird choice. I don't want to condone people stealing other people's work, but at least come on, man.
Using it as inspiration. Different. Like, if they saw the X-ray cases and went, we should do something like that.
Yeah.
Then they can. But the thing is about the guy they stole from, apparently, he actually, did scan the phones and did it all legit. Like, scan parts of the phones and, created them properly.
Yeah.
So,
exactly. He actually knew what components were in there as well. Because they even said that there's certain components that would be in the background, but look better in the foreground. So, bring it forward on the artwork. Yeah.
And they were using like iPhone X. They were the wrong components, the wrong phones.
Yeah.
On each thing, it's not the fucking point, is it?
No.
I don't know. What can you do? It's always going to happen. Unfortunately, but you just got to keep tearing them down as much as you find them.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Before we get back to board games.
Yeah.
Because we talked about Star Wars Rivals.
Yes. We were going to go there and then I think we got to
start. And that's a Funko.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw them in Tesco. Funko
are doing all right little board games.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. That's what made me buy them as well, though, because I heard that. And I saw them in
Tesco. Toys are shit.
I just kind of...
The figures are shit.
I browse the toy section in Tesco's. They have Pokemon cards and...
Lego.
Yeah,
Lego's the main draw for me. Yeah.
So I went and I just kind of saw the Star Wars thing and I was like, what the fuck is that? Picked it up and I read the back and I was like, it's a board game. And it's like a dark side. And I was like, you need a light side to play. Okay, fuck, I'll take them. Maybe Drew or me and Carly are going to have a little go of that or whatever. And then the next time I went, I was like... says in the rules that I read that you need three characters on each set. You just a couple more of them.
So what did it come with? How many characters? There are only two characters?
One in a box.
In but the starter box?
Yeah, no, it wasn't a starter box. Starter boxes. There was only booster boxes. Oh,
so you've already okay. Well, hopefully.
So I've got the stuff to play.
Right, including the rules.
Yeah.
The rules are in there, right?
Yeah. Just not the starter box with Obi-Wan and Luke or whatever.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, interesting. Yeah. That'd be fun to play. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, Funko...
That's why I was asking to get you to choose a side because it's been squeaking the entire time.
I know.
Because...
that chair is really...
Yeah, because you don't know what models I got in the booster packs. I do. So you choose a side, then you can't complain. To be honest, I don't know. I don't know what's good or what's bad in there. So
yeah, exactly. It's probably balanced in some way.
Yeah, probably.
They did the Five Nights at Freddy's. I think what's it called Five Nights at Freddy's. I think it's Survive Till 6 AM. It's called.
Yeah.
And me and Sally have played that a few times, and that's a lot of fun as well.
Yeah.
And it's just a cheap little board game, but they've done pretty good with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm excited to try and play that. I think we're gonna try and do that and put it out on the YouTube channel as well.
Yeah.
As our first ever non
podcast. Just a little mini one.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing too complicated.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
But that'll be our first Game Hour video.
Yeah.
That's not been a podcast.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited for it. I was talking to you about Mage Knight. Which is a...
I haven't played it, but I've seen...
I think we should play it, because you can play, I think, up to if you get the expansions, I think you can play up to six players, I think.
Do it.
But, and I was telling you this earlier, I want to mention on the podcast as well, is... I have never, ever played a board game where the setup took me over an hour to actually get it all ready to play.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But I think the reason that happened is it's a very complicated game. It's got a very steep learning curve. Mm-hmm. And I think when you're setting up, if you're setting the board and you know kind of what you're doing, it's not so bad. But when you don't have any idea what you're doing and you try to follow along the instructions to set up the board, I just couldn't believe how long it took. Like, I started it before Rob came over. Mm-hmm. I started setting it up, and I think I started setting it up like 45 minutes before Rob arrived. And then I was still setting it up for another like 20, mm-hmm. 25 minutes after Rob arrived. And then as we were playing it, it was kind of like, oh, I maybe set this up too early. That's not mm-hmm. ready yet and stuff. It's so crazy. But what I'll say is it is fun once we started to get the swing of it.
Yeah.
It was becoming a lot more fun. But there was times where we're constantly having to refer, like, if I want to do this, how do we do this?
And well, that's how you learn the games. Like, yeah, yeah. It's like we did with Firefly. Like,
yeah.
No, all those nights the setup was long. All those nights we were like, sorry, can I do this? Yeah, so was mine actually.
Yeah.
Like, what? How do I do this? Like, what can I do in this kind of situation where I had to pick up the rules? We had to have a look, like, you know, like ship-to-ship combat when I got that expansion or fucking...
Yeah.
Smuggling and things like that. All sorts of strange things. But, we should play Firefly.
We should do that on the YouTube channel.
Yes, because it's so good. It's so fucking good.
It is.
It's so good. But Mage Knight. So, basically, you start with a character... And you'll have obviously like a hand of cards and you can mm-hmm. do certain actions. Mm-hmm. You explore tiles mm-hmm. and then when you get to a next bit, you can spend movement, which you'll get on your hand, your hand. You can spend movement cards to unlock another tile. And the first scenario that you do when you're learning is basically a scenario where all you have to do is you have to just unlock the tile that has the city on it, it's called, mm-hmm. where it's like a little castle model. And when that's done, it's over. But when you're playing different scenarios and when you're playing with more people, those city castle models are actually little counters that you twist mm-hmm. the bottom. So there's like more to do with it. But it's really cool because the vibe that I was getting and the vibe that I think both me and Rob were getting when we're playing it is it felt like somebody had taken an idea for a video game and said, how can we make that into a board game? Mm-hmm. So... You level up your character, you have reputation. Your reputation affects whether when you interact with villagers to recruit people buy things.
You're playing Northgard on your table.
Essentially, kind of like, that's the thing, is it felt like playing a board game. Yeah. It's very cool. And I definitely think there's ways that we did things that were wrong. And there was things that we caught earlier on when we played. So I'd like to watch a video on someone playing it and just say, oh, maybe we did that wrong, maybe we did that right. Because mm-hmm. there's certain things that we did
with complicated board games, there's FAQs and stuff online as well.
And the other thing about with the rules, it's the same thing with Ticket to Ride, is this the way that they lay the rules out, instead of just going bullet pointed, you know, when you start, you have this, and this.
Yeah. Right?
And then every player looks at that one section, reads, okay, I need 5 cards in my hand. You need to have like this, and this. It's so easy then to look at the information and go, right, that's what I need to start with. But the Mage Knight does the same thing where Ticket to Ride does, where it tells you what you need to start with, but it does it in giant long paragraphs of text. Where like all I want to know is, okay, how many cards do I start with in my hand?
Yeah.
And it's just like, instead of like having to actually look through a paragraph to find out where it starts talking about that, why is it not just bullet pointed?
Yeah.
It drives me crazy. Like when we
make a board game trip, which is a great idea I've just had.
That we definitely haven't talked about before.
Have we?
Yeah, we've talked about making a board game.
That's a good idea. That's what Patreon
great memory. Words. Yeah. Great memory.
Yeah, so yeah, when we make one, we'll make the rules like that.
Yeah, I think we should make a board game. I would love to make a board game. I think if I was going to make a board game, though, obviously we do like a draft, we do some ideas.
Small version, small board game first, and then...
I would love to get a Kickstarter campaign just to make sure we can definitely actually...
Yeah, for sure.
Get it out there. Mm-hmm. You know, get it publicized.
Yeah.
That's the one. I'd love to try making a board game.
Yeah,
I remember when I was at primary school, I can't remember what year it was, but it was like early years. I think maybe like year 2, year 3... I think what year did you go to primary school before you move up? I think year 6 and then you go to year 7.
No idea.
I think it's like year 6 and then year 7 will be the first year of secondary.
That's for me.
So it might be like year 4. It might be year 3. I think year 3.
Is it particularly relevant?
It's not. I'm trying to specify how young I was. Like pretty really young.
Yeah, primary school.
Like really young. I was, you know, year high. I was like I was probably not even that.
No, yeah.
Probably six. And they had a thing where we had to make a board game. And I remember I really enjoyed it. And it was like a group. Like everyone had their own little groups, or you pair up with somebody. I think it was pair up. So I was with like a friend of mine.
You're not doing that when you're six, surely.
What, a board game? Make a board game.
Making a board game.
Yeah. It probably wasn't very good. It was probably really shit.
Yeah.
But I remember that we did do that, and that was a fun little thing. That I'm surprised I haven't tried to make more board games. Obviously, I've talked about wanting to make a video game before.
I've got an idea
for a video game that I want to make, but it's just kind of like I don't know.
It's a big. Project,
I've done art. UI design, like I've done character art, projects. UI design, animation, but I've never actually done development. I've never been a developer. I've never been a coder, so I don't know how to. I know how to design all the pieces, but I just don't know how to put them together.
Yeah.
And also, the idea that I had for the game was going to be like a 3D game, not a 2D one. But I've already done 2D animation, so I'd have to learn how to model characters and how to rig the characters and how to do the animation movements.
Such a big.
It is a big thing, and the idea that I had in my mind is, as always, very ambitious.
Yeah.
And definitely, but I just see people creating amazing things as solo developers.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, it's my first game. And I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Yeah. That's your first game. That's amazing. Yeah.
But we could do board games instead.
But do board games
definitely
as
more
well.
Achievable.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to, one of those things where, like, I want to do passion projects.
And I know.
I want to, like, but I want to, like.
This is how you end up in no time, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is how I find no time to set up podcast before we start.
Yeah.
I just want to jump back to your memory because Rowan said he would love to get to know us a little bit more.
Right.
And obviously people who are watching to get us to know a little bit more.
Yeah.
So he asked me a question and I answered, but I would love, but he wanted to hear the podcast. Well, that's why I didn't answer. He wanted to hear the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want to ask you to see if you remember. And the question is, do you remember the first time that we met?
Me and you?
Yeah.
Surely it was because
I've got a fucking great memory, and I know you don't.
I'm sure, but it's probably wrong that it was in the front room at James's because we were playing Warhammer or something, or he brought you over or something like that. It was we met through James.
I know
that for sure.
James is Aztec's cousin, by the way.
I thought,
which funnily enough is how like the majority, not all, but the majority of my close friends, I all met through James.
Yeah. I think the first time I met Andrew was in the front room of Sharon and Brian's because he came. Right. He brought his Space Marines over.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
The first time I met you, I'm not 100% sure, mate, to be honest.
I remember.
Do you?
Yeah.
Where was it?
You were at uni.
Right.
Obviously, you were with Amelia.
Yeah.
And it was your birthday and you were having a night out. And James invited me along. He asked you first, of course.
Did he? Was that it?
Yeah. So like before that night, I didn't know you.
We were
I didn't
all
know
wearing
Amelia.
Suits.
I think so. I think so.
Now you mention it, I remember the night.
Because I remember we all got on the bus as well at town.
I remember that night, but I thought, like, in my memory, like, I know you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So it was your birthday. You're having loads of people over because you were living in student accommodation. You're having a bunch of people over.
I think you were
living with Amelia, I think. But also a few other people. I think we were Richard.
Yeah. You were
Richard.
Richard was there. It was 9th Avenue. That was in heat.
Because I remember you'd walk. I think you'd walk in, there'd be a bedroom at the left, and then you.
That was Alex's room.
Yeah.
Stairs and
You had the living room and the kitchen was behind it. And I think you had a room to the right, maybe. That was kind of like. So you were in the living room when you come in, there was a room to the right, maybe
kitchen,
as well.
Aye.
So that's how we met.
Keep a glass table.
Yeah. Because I think we actually played a game, I think, on there as well. It might have been a drinking game or something.
It was definitely something we called Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire.
My memory's not that bad.
Once you get it going,
For sure. That's what I'm saying. I remember that night, but the reason I didn't choose that is because I swore that when you came, in my memory, I feel like I know you then.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure that's the first time.
I think that's the first time I've ever met you. Oh, fair enough.
I'm pretty sure it's the first time I met you.
Crazy.
I'm pretty certain that was the first time. I mean, I could be wrong.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I already... might have to ask James, you know.
Do you know the reason why I think I'm pretty sure it was the first time I met you?
Why?
Is because there was... you had another birthday, another year or two later, that Amelia messaged me and asked me... I said, Connor's asked me to invite you. And I was like, I don't really know I think about the wrong person because I've been to yours once. Like, uh-huh. James brought me along, but I don't really know you, so I don't know why you would uh-huh. have invited me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is before I was, think I was living, this is before you started coming over to mine to play Warhammer with Brad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I'm pretty certain that, like, Amelia said, or, like, Connor's asked me to let you know he's got a birthday thing, and I was like,
but why would Connor's, I tell her to message Connor's, you, though?
But that's why I think she maybe got to the wrong person, because I remember responding to her saying, I don't know if it's actually me you're after because I don't think Connor knows me that well enough to invite me along to another thing you were doing. Because the only reason I came at that first one is because James brought me along. Do you know what I mean? So like, I'm pretty sure that's the first time I met you myself. Because I'd only talked to you a little bit. I know it was your birthday thing that James brought me along to.
Yeah.
But like, we didn't really talk too much because obviously I had loads of people there. So it could have been that you asked Amelia to invite me along.
But why would I ask her?
But I remember it being this thing where it's kind of like,
was she organising it or something?
That's something that I don't remember. I just remember getting the message on Facebook. It was a Facebook message, and I was just kind of like, I don't know.
How did she have you on Facebook?
I don't think she did. I don't know what added. I think she found me, like, to send me a message.
Why wouldn't I ask James?
I think I don't know. That's why I thought it was the wrong person, because I was kind of like, I don't really know Connor enough. Like, I don't think it's me. I didn't mind this whole thing's accidental. No. This was a different one.
Yeah.
So the first one was like, oh, I'm going on a night out. Right. I'm going on a night out for my cousin's birthday. Do you want to come along?
Yeah.
So I came along.
Yeah.
But then the next time it was like Amelia was inviting people to a thing for another thing that you were doing.
She must have been.
And said, oh, like, Connor said to drop you a message. And I was kind of like, I don't really know Connor well enough. Are you sure it's me? So that's the thing is, like, I didn't say it. I don't think it's me. I was like, are you sure it's me that you're after not somebody else because I don't know why you would.
Right.
Considering we only met that one time
mm-hmm.
and we probably talked a bit, mm-hmm. but not like a lord. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, so I responded saying, I think maybe I'm not sure if it's the right person, but I was like, I'll come along. And I don't think she ever got back to me, but I was like, I was happy. Like, if you wanted to come along, mm-hmm. I would have came along. But I was kind of like, I don't really know each other well enough to get invited to another thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been that you did. You could have like, James's friend seemed all right. So, you know, invite him along.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I don't know if it's actually me. So that's how I know that's the first time I met you, because that was definitely before you started coming over with Brad and me, you and James and Brad were playing Warhammer
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely before that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you'd been coming over and we had been doing Warhammer and stuff like that.
Yeah, but we...
And Amelia invited me to a birthday thing for you. I would have been kind of like, all right, yeah, no, I'll go.
You must have came over to James's and do Warhammer before we all went over the L's, though.
There was a couple of times where I went over to James's and me and James built models or painted, but it was only me and
mm-hmm.
it was only really me and James or mm-hmm. Emma, who we were seeing at the time, might have been there, but you, like, there wasn't really anybody else because it was only like maybe two times that I hung over at James's. So, and I think that was before I moved in with Ben and Bede Street as well.
Yeah,
because that was when I was first painting my Necrons. I was at uni then.
I'm sure I knew you. Fuck knows, yeah.
No.
Memory's not too bad then.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Once you got to go, because once I started seeing that front room thing, I was like, no way, that was Andrew. Now, is the image of Andrew in Space Marines like rushed into my brain? I was like, ah, wait.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So
then I don't think we actually really connected a lot until, well, when I was in Japan, just before I went away to Japan or something. We definitely connected a lot when I was in Japan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we were chatting quite a lot with the treatment and things like that.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. Yeah, it's kind of crazy how, like, good friends we are, considering that really the amount of years that we've known each mm-hmm. other is... I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I've obviously, like I've known you, like, way longer than Sadia, and, like, Sadia and I have been together for, like, five, six years now. So, it's one of those things where, like, I think back and go, oh, it's not really that long. But it's like, if you think about it, it actually is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's... Because, obviously, I was living with Ben... I moved in with Ben, I think, when I was 24.
Yeah.
So probably when I was about 24, 25 mm-hmm. is when you started coming over and hanging out.
Yeah.
Is when you started coming. That's the thing is, I'm pretty sure I was still at uni when I met you the first time.
Yeah, I don't know.
So like that, and that was when I was like 20, like 21, which obviously me and James were hanging out then. But like, yeah, so that's why I think there's
a... Well, if I was at uni, I would have been at least 21. And if I was at 9th Avenue, I would have been 22, 23. Me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How old are you now? I know it's a tough question.
What year?
I'm 35, dude.
33.
You're 33.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So maybe I was.
I didn't start uni until after the Olympics, because I worked security for the Olympics, and then I went to uni after.
Maybe I was living with Ben then, but I maybe just only moved in with Ben.
That's why I thought. We definitely
hadn't hung out before that birthday thing.
No, but like I'm sure we'd met.
Well, I don't think so.
I can't think of any instance where we did.
I feel like I remember that being like the first. I didn't recognize you. You don't even see anything. You recognized me, but I recognized you before that night.
Yeah.
So. And I remember that's why I felt really weirdly, like, kind of slightly out of place, because I didn't really know anybody, including you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, James was the only person I really knew.
Yeah.
You know.
Strange.
Yeah. Bizarre.
That's crazy.
Bizarre.
So long ago.
But I was going to say something, and I can't remember what it was. Yeah, so, yeah, I was saying about how, like, how considering, like, how long... I mean, it's been about 10 years. It's been about a decade. A decade's a long time to know somebody. I think it just still feels, like, if you think about, like, other people we probably know in our lives, it still feels like a very fresh friendship. Because you came over and we recorded some YouTube videos before you went to Japan,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just the Pokemon ones, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was because, you know, we played Warhammer and stuff.
So I think that's when we started to connect.
I think we were probably talking
about Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I think you'd probably seen some of the YouTube videos I was putting out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, well, do you want to come over and
do some,
like, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So, because you hadn't been over,
like, we were comfortable with each other by then, for sure. We were friends, you know. Like,
After all that Warhammer. Late
nights at yours, like those 4 o'clock in the morning, still.
Because obviously, we were
waiting for James to move all his fucking troops perfectly.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh,
bless God. Him.
Plus, we're playing 2v2. Well, we're playing
2v2s.
It was 1v1v1v1, right? Yeah. So, like, that takes a long time to get through a Warhammer.
Wouldn't be when you're 10th edition, would you? It wouldn't really work. Three players don't really work.
No, three players don't really work.
We'll make it work, like, but still.
Yeah. So
that's why we should get one of those role mats and do, like, if there's, you know, me, you, Rob, and Sadia, then you can have two different games go at the same time. You know, somebody use the table, somebody can use the map.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, I still like the idea of having tables where you can kind of just store them somewhere, just like pick them, like a body, Well, that one,
but not so big.
That one was heavy as shit because I basically covered it in sand.
Yeah.
So it became, plus I think the board that it was on was quite weighty in itself.
You know what we need?
And then I fucking glued a lot of sand on it. And it was just like,
buy like a couple of ping pong tables.
Right.
Put them in a shed.
I don't have a shed.
In a fucking shed.
I don't want to. Like, there's not. Right. I know it seems like there's enough room out there for a shed.
A couple of ping pong tables, right?
There's maybe enough room out there for a shed. There probably is enough room out there for a shed.
Put a couple of ping pong. You'll want a shed for storage of shit anyways as you get older.
Well, exactly. We've got like a little one of those plastic ones.
You could put it in the corner,
lid.
Like where the stone is. Where that plastic one is, get a proper shed.
But
anyways, you could get a couple of ping pong tables, and unfold them. They're about the perfect size for a big Warhammer game.
Yeah.
Or two. Long ways.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. When you said pong ping tables, remind me the other day, we were playing a Star Trek game on Tabletop Simulator with Fairy.
What Star Trek?
And Fairy said, instead of saying boldly go, she said to Gold Libor. I was broke.
To Gold Libor.
But it wasn't like to Gold Libor.
To Gold Libor.
It wasn't like to Gold Libor, she said it. She said it like to Gold Libor. And I was just broken. I was like, that's amazing. The ESS Enterprise.
Enterprise. That's good.
Honestly, it was great. It was great. Every now and again, like, people were talking, and I would just, like, start laughing down the microphone because I kept thinking about to go to Lebo.
Like the rah rah a wee.
But another game, so go back to the games because we did sidetrack there. But I'm kind of glad because, you know, like, Rowan thought it would be a good idea for people to get to know us and for him to get to know us. So if you guys got any more questions about, like, our friendship, I would love to answer those. That would be great. So
I don't mind some personal questions, but if it's too personal, we're just going to answer them.
Absolutely.
You can ask what you like. If we're not going to answer them, we'll choose to try and say so.
Yeah. And another game that we've been playing a lot of lately is Northgard, which is an RTS game.
In what, the last 5 years?
Which is a dead genre, right? I've heard RTS is a dead genre.
RTS is one of the best genres you've got.
It is probably the first real genre in gaming, PC gaming, that I got into.
Same.
So obviously not console gaming, that was more like first-person shooters. But when it came to PC gaming, I think the first ever PC game that I owned was... Well, the first one of like actual gaming. Like I think one of my old PCs could run Lego Racer 2 or something that I probably played
Lego
a bit of.
Lego Racers, what a fucking game.
Wasn't that fantastic? They released another one, you know? That apparently is really good. But it's not called Lego Race, called Lego something else.
I still remember the fucking song.
I can't remember. I played the crap out of it, but I can't remember it. RTS games, the first like proper PC gaming that I got into. And it was obviously Battle for Middle Earth 2, Lord of the Rings 1.
And Battle for Middle Earth 2.
I think mine was mainly Battle for Middle Earth 2.
I remember playing the first one a lot.
A crap ton of Dawn of War.
I didn't play Dawn of War so much when it came out.
Oh, well, I know that from when we played recently, and I keep rinsing
it. I'd rinse you at Battle for Middle Earth 2.
You probably would.
Yeah.
You probably would. I feel like I played that game a lot, but not as much as Dawn of War 2, and I don't really remember. One of those things where I'm playing it, I'll be like, oh, I remember that. I remember building towers and stuff, you know.
Me, Brad, and Sean used to play the shit out. Like, me and Brad would just spend the entire week just playing, you know, crazy stuff. It was good. Rise of the Witch King expansion DLC.
Yeah.
We've got to try and find a way to play that.
We've got it. There's definitely a way to it. There's servers out there that are apparently reliable, you know, you can get, you know. But Northgard.
Yes.
Because that's what we were doing was we were trying to find a fun RTS game that we're going to enjoy. Dawn of War kept
Drew always beat me at Dawn of War. I always beat Drew at Empire of War. So.
Empire of War, unpopular opinion. I'm probably going to get some hate for this if anybody knows it.
It just got an update, you know.
I know. I know you sent me a message. I already knew that there was an update for it, but then you sent me a message and I was like, they've done some like
balancing, and also
some things fixing it for turning it to 64-bit.
Yeah.
So it works on more modern day computers. Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people got hope that there's going to be a...
I didn't know the community was that still, you know, like I like Empire Awards. I really enjoy the game.
Yeah.
You know, but like...
Yeah, I think people are hoping that it's going to lead to maybe either a remake or there's going to be...
That would be so good. I don't know. That would be so good.
I feel like...
It could do without the deployment.
I don't... The reinforcement. Like, I don't get... I mean, the space battles...
It works
battles,
in space.
The space battles are good.
Because, where you zoom in, because, like, that's fine.
The space battles are fine.
Yeah.
But when you're playing on the ground, I despise... When my building's making a fucking unit, I just want that building to spit the fucking unit out.
Aye.
I don't have to worry about going into reserves and I have to drop them in a certain location. Mm-hmm. Like I don't understand why people enjoy that game so much. There's so many better RTSs. But everyone talks about Empire Wars
if there are multiple drop points on the map, you can go and steal a drop point near the enemy.
I know,
and drop
but
all
it's
shit
just
there.
So like because the problem that you've got is I just don't like it. I also, and this is the one thing that kind of bugged me about Halo Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I didn't enjoy about that, but I still overly enjoyed Halo Wars. But something I didn't like about it is having to have dedicated slots where you build buildings rather than building them in
like
a zone.
The first Battle of Middle
Earth. So like when you play Dawn of War, like you've obviously got like an area from your main building. You've got an area where you can build, but you can build a secondary. That's the other thing as well is, and I know Northgard, I really wish they could change as well. I wish you could build extra town halls so that when the enemy comes in and takes out your area with your town hall, it doesn't mean it's over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But like you can only have one town hall. So when you're doing Empire at War and like Halo Wars, you've got dedicated areas where you build your buildings, but you can't build them anywhere. And I really don't like that. I like when I'm playing an RTS that I can build my buildings anywhere I want to.
Yeah, yeah.
But even if it's only within a certain zone of the main building, at least I've got... I know where I have to space
it out.
You can
set it out, yeah.
But what was always driving me crazy is like having to go and have my units stand next to this area and then I can build something. And I feel like the problem is
capping the point.
Because I don't have full... In a real-time strategy game...
You do that in Dawn of War.
What?
You do that in Dawn of War.
Yeah, but that's only for capture points. Yeah, but not when I'm building turrets and shit.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
right,
that's where I'm going
with this. Yeah, so turret hard points. Yeah,
it's a real-time strategy game, and I feel like part of the strategy is removed when I have to only have dedicated places that I can actually place turrets and stuff, rather than being able to do a whole layout. And that's one thing I love about Star Trek Armada as well. Star Trek Armada was a fantastic game I put a lot of time in. When I build a turret or like some sort of defense array, I can choose where I want to put it. Yeah. I don't have to go to a specific square space on the map that only I can put it there.
You can find like a chalk point and go, right, that's the tower.
Because that's all it means is you send a wave of units that come over and all I have to do is worry about one turret at a time because I can't place more than one turret next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, well, that turret's just got to get rinsed immediately. And it does. It gets destroyed like as soon as you come in. And, like, you can take out a turret on Empire War really fast.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's got barely any defensive capabilities when you can just go and take it out straight, like, really easily. So, bless you. Bless you.
Won't help us, but sure.
So, Empire at War, I just wasn't enjoying it because I didn't like the way it played, and you kept beating me all
and
the time.
And I was too good. Yeah.
So, we were like, kind of like, okay, well, we're going to try and find a good RTS, and we're looking to lists.
We were looking at Halo Wars.
We were looking at Halo Wars as well, yeah. But I think I came across Northgard, and I was like, oh, there's one that you might like because it's got Vikings in it. So I thought you might like it. And then we started playing it and we jumped into a game together.
Brand new. Nothing about anything.
We didn't have a clue how to play at all. We jumped into a multiplayer versus... there was just kind of the dwarves and stuff.
Yeah, it was just
so we jumped into online versus and we just started figuring it out. And we were kind of good to each other because we were both explaining.
We were explaining things as
like,
we
like, oh, I figured out how to do this. You can do this. And we're trying to like help each other learn.
Yeah, yeah.
But even though you... still kind of beat me on that game. Yeah. I just really love it. And, we were looking for an RTS that we both enjoy playing and we found Northgard. Northgard is absolutely fantastic.
It is. It's a really... If you like Civilization, it's a really nice, lightweight version of Civilization.
Yeah.
Playing Northgard made me want to play Civ and I actually spent all day yesterday playing
I noticed. All day. There was some time really early in the day and I was like, oh... Aztec's online. He's playing Civ. And then like last night,
he's playing Civ. It was all the same game.
I do want to get Civ 6 and learn Civ 6.
I reckon you would really enjoy it if you like Northgard. It is
my concern is
the time it takes. But that's fine because you can actually save your game.
I think my concern with it is I like the idea of so when you look at something like Civ and then you look at something like, say, Dawn of War, and you've obviously got a lot of little management where you make them run around the map.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Civ doesn't have that. You move between kind of... It's a little bit like Dawn of War and Civ. I feel like Northgard's the one that's in the middle.
Yeah,
because you take over areas, but you control the unit and you can make them run around.
Yeah, well, Civilization's just not a real-time strategy because it's a turn-based strategy.
It's more like a empire management.
But it's got like, if you're enjoying Northgard, it's very much the same kind of play style, except it's not real time. But if you're playing multiplayer games, I always have it turned on Civ is a turn timer.
Yeah.
So like, if somebody's taking too long, the rate of time you've got a certain amount of time, and obviously the more you play the game, and the deeper the ages get, the technology and whatever research goes on.
Yes.
The longer your turn timer gets. But you press finish. Once everybody's finished, it moves on, updates, everybody sees everything, and you just kind of keep going. If you're at war, you end up being turn-based, like backwards and forwards, rather than like at the same time. Because usually everybody takes their turn at exactly the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you all press finish, it all processes everything in a certain turn order based on stuff.
Yeah.
And then like if I was to go with war with you, depending on whatever, who declared war to who, it would be my turn, then it would be your turn, and then everybody else would take all their turns.
More turn-based strategy than it is. Yeah.
But it is really good. It's really in-depth and you can get some amazing mods for it.
Mm.
There's some really cool... There's like Secret Societies I use all the time, which is actually a DLC.
Yeah.
But it goes under the mod list the way they've done it. And you can be like... You can be like vampires. You could have like...
Yeah.
Fucking Freemasons. That'd be cool. Or something.
I've heard there's also one that's kind of like naval. There's like a naval either DLC or mod for Civ.
Yeah.
Which I hope will be really fun
and cool. Yeah, there's cool naval battles you can do. I like doing the island. I like doing either continents or islands because it kind of forces you to kind of...
That's what some people try to do with Northgard as well, where like you can actually like sail to another bit of land that's overseas and then you can kind of, you know... I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was really funny when you... Hello. Hi. I thought it was really funny when you said, oh, it's on sale right now on Steam. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get it. And then I was like, right, how much is it? And then I was like, okay, CD keys. It's way cheaper on CD keys.
Yeah,
and he said, is that the full thing? And I was like, is that the anthology collection? And you were like, yeah. And I was just like, okay. Half price. Even when Offer on Steam, it's half price on CD Keys. Yeah. And I remember that that's the price that it was. I checked like about a week or two weeks beforehand. It was that exact same price on CD Keys.
I thought I mentioned it just in case it was. Because sometimes it is, right? But like, to be fair, CD Keys generally try and bring their prices down in line with like Steam sale offers.
Normally, but it was exactly the same price. Like it's always, it's all CD Keys, it's always massively, even when it's on Offer on Steam, it's always massively on Offer on CD Keys. Like much cheaper. Which also, I remember when you were talking about, we talked about 3D printers before.
Yes.
And said about how the Amazon Prime Day and Black Friday, the Black Friday sales, I thought was hilarious because I said to you, you are about that 3D printer.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I said, oh, I've been looking at that as well. And I was like, but I was like, that's exactly the same price as it's been as before it was, the sales. Yeah, and I said, I went and checked it. And the same on Black Friday, it's such a con on Amazon because they say, be careful out there, guys, because when you're seeing these Black Friday sales or Prime Day, right, and they have this big, massive banner saying it's reduced on price, big red square with white writing saying it's reduced. This is how much it normally is, and this is how much it is today or on this sale, right? But like, if I go look at that, and I did this the other day, if I go look at this printer now, it's no longer on sale, but it's exactly the same price as it was on the sale. So they've basically got a big banner saying this is reduced for today because it's Prime Day. But then it's honestly, they haven't changed it. All they've done is add a banner where they say it's normally this price, but it's never that price.
Or they change it from was to like RRP.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
That's exactly what they do. Yeah. So guys, be careful when you're out there and you're looking at these deals because honestly,
there is actually an extension
bullshit
for Chrome where you can like look on Amazon and it'll tell you the price history and where it's been. So if you see like it's gone up or down, if it's obviously came down recently, and this is where the sale starts, you know you're actually getting a good deal on it or not.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called, but just search Google.
Yeah.
It'll help you out a bit, especially.
So it was such bullshit.
So yeah. No, 100%.
It was really 100%, annoying.
Yeah,
really annoying.
I could tell you were annoyed by it, yeah.
Yeah. Because this is one of the things where like I actually just wanted to actually be on offer. Mm-hmm. I wanted to actually be reduced so that I might buy it. But like just saying that it's on offer, it's reduced, but it's actually not. It's the same price as when you haven't got offers on.
Isn't it? It's horrible.
It's just fucking horrible. But it's a thing to con as well. Like people will like go, oh, like I was maybe going to wait until I had more money, but it's on offer right now, so I get it. But it's like, so people will spend the money now where they maybe don't have because they think they're getting it cheaper rather than save for it later and have spare money. It's just a way for like to try and get money out of people who maybe don't even have the money ready to spend, but they just think that it's on offer.
That's it. You gotta be smart about things, haven't you?
Yeah, but also it'd be nice for companies not to be scamming you out.
It would.
You know, to
it
buying would. Things ahead of time when you don't can't really afford it, you know?
Yeah.
Dummies.
Anyway.
Dummies.
Yep.
Amazon.
Idiots.
Get a hold of yourself. I used to rate you highly. I always used to buy everything from Amazon, but now I'm always shopping around because you're not always the cheapest either. Just want to point that out there. Yeah. Anything else you want to mention? Because we've been recording for about an hour now.
Yeah.
We don't have to hold it to an hour anymore either, by the way, with
no, can just whenever
with Spotify.
I think that's all right. Yeah,
we're good. That's all right.
What do you think?
What do you think?
That's what's important.
Exactly. As we always say, guys, you know, if you want to, you know, give it a rating on any podcast service, if you give ratings on your podcast service, give it ratings.
100%, follow it.
Give it. Spotify has...
Ding bells.
Spotify has a thing where people can react, basically give a comment to each... I did check. People can leave comments for each podcast.
Okay, good.
So feel free, guys, on anywhere, whether it's on YouTube or whether it's on Spotify, or if you can leave a comment on any of the podcasting services that you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ask us questions. You know, we'd love to answer. Mm-hmm. Unless it's inappropriate, as Dick said earlier.
Like I say, you can ask the question, get the answer because you might
if it's an appropriate question, we'll answer the goddamn question. Yeah. But if it's not appropriate, then we're not gonna answer. Yeah.
For whatever reason, I feel. Right or not. Maybe I just don't want to fucking talk about that, all right?
Yeah. So, guys, feel free to give us some feedback. Also, again, share it with your friends if you think any friends might like the podcast.
Yep.
If
you don't like it, share it with your enemies.
If you don't like it.
Exposure either way.
Yeah, share it with your enemies. Tell them it's good. You know, tell them it's good. Might not be, though. As we talked about earlier, there is the Patreon. So if you guys want to join the Patreon, you can do. But as Aztec said... Right now, the main priority for us is reach.
Yeah.
It's to get the podcast out there. You know, introduce it to more people. Yeah. You know.
Pay us an exposure for now.
Yeah, Pearson Exposure. Yeah,
money absolutely. Also if you want to.
Absolutely.
There is a Patreon, but Exposure is...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But yeah, I think that's all we've got to talk about.
I think so, yeah, for this month.
Yeah, and I'll make sure before we do the next one to have it all set up ready to go rather than scrambling to get stuff done, so... That'd be nice.
Yep. Comment how likely out of 10 you think that is, that it's all set up before I come next time. And then we'll reveal who's right next
time. That's two things could go that you could be like, well, I was right, or I'm glad you did that because Drew actually got it
ready. It's a win-win situation.
Drew actually got it ready in time to support your expectations.
Yeah,
so.
You saw through it, but fuck.
Yeah. It's like when you bet something with somebody like who's actually got somebody to gain from it.
Yeah.
So you say, oh well, I bet you that you don't do this, and then you make sure you definitely do it so you win the bet.
What does it for me?
What?
You can't do that. And I'm like, I can't do what?
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't do that. One person said, you can't work here, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Or like, you won't finish uni, or you know.
Sometimes you're going to not let that get to you, though, because sometimes people do it to try and get you to do stuff that you really don't want to do, but it's like, it's only because you can't do it. It's just all like, you want and you do it, and it's like, I manipulated them into doing it. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Nobody thought I'd finish college. Like, you won't finish that.
Yeah.
You never finish anything. And I was like, finished it.
Much like people thinking they're never going to finish this podcast. So
it's finished.
That's game over. Bye. Bye-bye, everybody.